I'm Maggie.
And I'm Kristen.
And this is Hot Chocolate and a Movie.
But
yeah, it's the worst solution of anything you could have come up with.
Yeah,
but we never find out anything about the bad guys who almost killed him.
Oh my gosh. And then, like, no one else is, like, worried about
that? Nobody's worried.
Okay.
Way to age normally, Joe Jr. Unlike everybody else in that cast.
I know.
Welcome back to Hot Chocolate and a Movie, the podcast where we talk about Christmas movies and what makes them great. This is part two of our While You Were Sleeping movie review. If you haven't heard part one, please listen to that first, because we're going to pick right up where we left off. Thanks! I want to know, in the leaning scene, which I understand you have mixed feelings about,
right?
What would have happened if Joe Jr. had not interrupted? They looked pretty close to a kiss.
I don't think either one of them would have done it.
You don't think so?
No, they're too loyal to
family. They were like two inches apart from each other. Once you're that close, that much electric eye contact, which I'm making with you right now, feel it in your soul.
And yet,
you don't think by that point they'd already crossed the line.
I've managed to stay this far from you throughout that entire
eye contact. Well, that's because I'm not leaning on you.
Okay.
It's both together.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I just don't have the full picture
here. The wanting and the accepting.
Well, and maybe, like, with the leaning, at some point it's just gravity. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's not leaning that's doing it. It's just gravity all this time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, at the end, Jack's eyes start flicking down to lips.
I think it
might have happened.
It does look like they are going to kiss, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't think they would have done that.
I'm glad they didn't. It wouldn't have been a good first kiss. They would have been feeling very conflicted about it afterwards.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But again, like, they do later get engaged and married within, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, we don't know when they get married.
I guess we don't.
They could have had a longer engagement.
Do you think they did, though?
No.
Yeah.
I don't. I think this family and Lucy moves fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like the train.
Just like the L.
The L.
Mm-hmm. And the train that they're on, by the way, the big orange sign says Midway. That's one of the airports.
Okay, so they're going to Florence.
They're going straight to that airport.
Nice.
In their wedding gear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the proposal from Jack?
I liked it. I really liked that the whole family was there.
Yeah.
Doing their banter the whole time.
Yeah.
It was funny because they were as much a part of it. That was great. What did you think?
Same thing. I loved it. It was really sweet. And I think it made the point, too, like, that Lucy said in the hospital was she fell in love with the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important. That was really sweet.
And the whole family fell in love with her.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, they loved her.
Yeah.
She needed that.
I think that was really nice.
And we also find out in that scene that she has quit her job at the CTA, and she's going to, we don't know what she's going to do, actually, now that I think about it.
Right.
But hopefully go travel. That was her plan.
Yeah.
And so who knows what she was doing, but she was already, like, embracing growth on her own, which is great. And Jack embraced growth on his own, too, where he finally had a talk with his father about how he didn't want to be a part of the estate business anymore. They both kind of encouraged each other to be better.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like that scene, too, where Jack talks to his dad, because Jack is clearly nervous about it. Mm-hmm. He's been putting it off. You know, there's this feeling that, like, that could really upset the family. And his dad is really understanding of it. You know, he said something like, how long have you been feeling this way? Or, you know, and I think that was really nice that he was accepting of his son. And, you know, he was a little shocked and surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, like, preemptively angry when Jack went into that conversation, because I was like, how come Peter gets to be a lawyer, but Jack gets stuck in this? And then the dad totally proved me wrong. The dad was like,
okay. He didn't need to be angry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I liked it when he said, you know, there's that 1 minute when everything's fine. And Jack says, this is not that minute. I actually think that line a lot in my head. That's made it into my regular lexicon.
Yeah.
Not that minute.
So, to me, I think this was the, like, third, maybe fourth time that I've seen this movie in my whole life.
Okay.
What number are you on?
So high.
I know. And I think four is a high estimate for me, too. I mean,
I like rom-coms in general.
Yeah.
They're my favorite genre, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said, if this isn't my favorite, it's top three. Might be my favorite.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, again, what number? Like, how many times, Maggie? More than 10?
Oh, yeah.
More than 20?
Mm,
close to 20?
Over the years, maybe more than 20. I mean, I saw this in theaters when it came out.
Did you?
Yes, I've had a long run with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then we had it on VHS for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, I got it for Christmas one year. My mom gets the best Christmas gift.
Aww.
To bring this back to Christmas for a second. The best. So she gave me while you were sleeping. And then I no longer had a VCR and could not watch it all the time. Uh-huh. But then I found it on Disney Plus. Problem solved.
Problem solved. Yeah. And now, you know, too, local library also has
local
it.
Local library, that's
you
right.
You can get it from there, too. Yeah.
And now my daughter likes it.
So. Aw, does she?
Yeah.
Did you guys watch it together this mm-hmm. time? That's nice.
So, yeah, probably more than 20.
Sounds like, yeah. I feel like you could quote this pretty well.
It's a good one.
What about, like, the main event? Like, when Peter does fall onto the tracks and Lucy rushes to go check on him?
It's funny. We haven't talked about that. It's a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal.
Okay, go ahead.
So, like, the start of the movie is, you know, mm-hmm. this man that she loves falls onto the tracks.
Well, this man she has a crush on.
Right.
Right.
This man that she thinks that she loves.
Right.
Falls onto the tracks because he's being mugged. He's being attacked.
Yeah.
And the attackers kind of like push him and he falls and he hits his head and he's stuck on the tracks unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So then Lucy rushes to, you know, make sure that he's okay. She doesn't even know his name. He's like, sir, are you okay? Mm-hmm. And then eventually she kind of sees that the train is coming. So she figures out how to like hold him and roll with him to the side. Right.
Right.
But it is literally her job to work at the L. Don't you think there's some kind of training for this?
You know, I have wondered if there's some way that she could have gotten word to the train to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't know.
Not in time?
This kind of runaway train thing seems to be pretty constant in movies. I don't know if we can ever stop trains.
That's true. How many speeding train movies has Sandra Bullock been in?
Probably a couple.
Yeah, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that big one was on the bus, obviously. But yeah, I don't think this is her first speeding train.
Well, and I'm not super familiar, again, with lots of forms of transportation, so I haven't even seen Speed. Have you?
Yes, yeah. I've seen Speed.
Oh. All of them?
I was also a teen in the 90s. I saw, yeah. You didn't see, I don't know if I've seen all of them.
I don't think I've seen any of them.
But yeah, I definitely have seen Speed more than okay. once.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
That's the one that's like, why is there so much speed on this mother flipping bus? Is that how that one goes? No. That's Snakes on a Plane.
That's Snakes on a Plane. But very similar. Bomb on the Bus.
Bomb on the Bus.
Bomb on the Bus.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good. You should watch it.
We'll see. Listen.
It's a good Keanu Reeves movie, too.
Yeah. I'm kind of focused on Christmas movies at the moment, but we'll see.
Thanks. Who has time to watch anything else?
I really don't.
I would just like to know if they ever caught the muggers.
Oh, you know what?
They just ran off and, like, no follow-up of any kind.
That is so true. Yeah, and is that even mentioned? Like, when the police is...
We don't see them take a statement or anything, but the police officer is there, so clearly they're looking into it. And that police officer, he is a rom-com lover.
That smile he gets when he finds out, like, she's a fiance and she's
what?
It's like case closed.
He ships them from the very beginning.
He really does.
I loved it.
Yeah,
yeah, but we never find out anything about the bad guys who almost killed him.
Oh my gosh! And then like no one else is like worried about.
Nobody's worried.
Okay. You know when they're moving in the couch mm-hmm. and she knocks over that vase with the water in it.
The blue water.
Was mm-hmm. it really common in the 90s to dye your water blue?
Yes, I remember that being a thing. You don't remember that? You are 1 year younger than me. Did you like... You should know all the things I know.
I definitely don't.
Yeah, that was definitely a thing.
Okay, because mm-hmm. that I was like, that's weird. But you know what else? Like, speaking of me like not knowing things from the 90s, we talked about how like weird and like self-absorbed it is that Peter has pictures of himself in his wallet.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that down because I thought it was strange, but I was like, well, maybe that's just what people did because, like, well, one of them, he's got, like, skis, and I was like, well, I guess if you went on a ski trip, you'd want to, like, tell people.
What is wrong with your long-term memory? You don't remember people having wallets with pictures in them?
I do, and I remember it being, like, other people, but then I thought, well, maybe, like, if you had something you wanted to, like, show somebody, you would keep a picture of yourself.
I definitely think not a whole wallet full.
Yeah.
I don't even think really one either. I think people kept pictures of other people in their wallets.
Yeah.
Because it was to show people what they looked like, Whereas you have the main face right there.
Right.
You'd be like, I look like this.
This is me.
And here's everybody else in my wallet.
Right. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. The glamour shot thing, though, on his
hilarious
piano or whatever, yeah. that was extra.
I loved it. Because, mm-hmm. you know, he had to go sit for that by himself. Right. <too.
laughs> He made an appointment at Sears. Yeah. Went in. Picked out his outfit for yeah. it. Picked out the background.
And then was like, I know exactly where I'm going to put this.
I need an 8x10.
Does this come in wallet size?
He did have one in there of him and his little brother. That was nice.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
That was the only normal picture in the wallet.
Yeah. Another line I really liked, too, was when Peter was talking to Lucy, and he's like, you do remind me of someone. Probably you. Like, how is Peter a lawyer? Because I get the idea that he's not that bright.
He doesn't seem very sharp.
Not as sharp as that pencil.
It's too soon to joke about that.
It's been a month. He's been engaged multiple times.
He has had a rough month.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely true.
Gosh. Ugh.
But he kind of deserves it, too. I mean, he's not a great guy when he's confessing to Lucy, like, all the things from his past. And it turns out that, you know, that sweet article that she read about him in the family album where he saved, like, a bunch of baby squirrels. He actually knocked them out of their nest first and then got credit for saving them.
He was telling that to Jack.
Oh, was that Jack?
Jack's reaction was hilarious. He goes, ugh. Nothing else to say to that.
Yeah. Oh,
God, that's terrible.
That is terrible.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah.
He said he's never been faithful to a woman.
Yeah.
Never. I mean, yikes. That's bad.
Yeah.
100% ratio. That's awful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So no wonder, like, Jack is really worried about Lucy.
You know, yeah, he wants right? to take care Do of her. You want to marry this guy? He's going to be awful.
Yeah.
Peter's the villain, really.
What do you think of his apartment?
Oh, pretty awful. But very, like, 90s chic, I guess.
You thought it was awful?
I did.
I loved it.
What did you love about it?
It was so clean, and there was so much, like, seating. I love a lot of seating. Yes. You know, there were, like, clusters of just, like, black stools.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what?
There was a lot of seating.
Yeah, it'd be great for a party.
You didn't feel like you were walking to, like, a techno 80s music video?
Again, no problem. Love that. Yeah, like, and then, like, AHA was going to, like, come out or something. Yes, love it.
Why do you think they didn't clean up the water that they spilled?
Oh, can you imagine how mad he's going to be when he gets back? And not only is there this ugly couch that he does not want in his, like, pristine apartment, mm-hmm. but when he tries to move it, there's, like, blue water.
He's got
to
keep the couch there forever.
Yeah.
Cover that stain.
I mean, he's rich enough. He could probably just recarpet, but.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. He's got a beautiful view of the Chicago skyline.
I mean, I'm sure it's a very expensive apartment.
Yeah.
But the aesthetic did not speak to me. Oh, yeah, that'd be, it was clean.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. so clean. And just think of all the places you could sit. Anywhere you want.
And a freezer packed full of Baskin-Robbins ice cream.
Yeah.
No other food. Just the ice cream.
I'm mad at that.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had flavors.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what flavors he had, though. They were all, like,
just labeled Baskin-Robbins.
Well, and they said something like special edition or something like that. Specialty packaged.
He buys fancy Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah, he does.
Do they still have Baskin-Robbins? Like, you know, in, like, food courts in the mall? Are they still around?
I think there is. I think so. Baskin-Robbins, I remember being in my hometown, but I haven't been in my hometown in, like, 5+ years. So
you're like Peter.
Yeah, I guess I am. I am like Peter.
Let me see your wallet.
It's my phone.
This is
now.
An intervention. As your phone is full of pictures of you.
But, like, they're really
Here
good.
I am with my skis.
Yeah, but they're really good pictures, Maggie.
Can we talk about Saul for a minute?
Yeah, what about him?
So Saul's the old family friend who he overhears Lucy having her talk with sleeping Peter.
Okay.
And in this, she comes out with the fact that we're not really engaged and your family thinks we're engaged.
Right.
And she's talking about how lonely she is and why she did it and whatnot. He overhears, and because of, you know, hearing her motivations, he basically doesn't out her right away and kind of watches her mm-hmm. and has a talk with her. And then he decides, you know what? Don't tell the family. I know the truth, but keep it to yourself because you being here has brought Peter back for them.
Yeah.
They're going through a very stressful time, and you're making it easier on them. Would you appreciate that from your best friend?
Yeah, that is kind of weird, right? Mm-hmm. But maybe Lucy's goodness is, like, so good and shines through so brightly that he can see that, and he knows that she should be a part of this family.
I mean, it definitely worked out well, him doing that.
But it's kind of interesting, too, because, like, her boss, Jerry, is the one that's like, you cannot do this. Like, mm-hmm. you need to get this straight. You need to get out of this situation. Like, you should not be doing this. And then Saul is on, like, the other shoulder yeah. saying, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's the devil.
There's, yeah. No problem. You can do whatever you mm-hmm. want.
Even when Peter wakes up, yeah. Saul's like, I'll handle it. Don't worry. And first, he has, like, no plan right. whatsoever. It's terrible. No plan. And then when he comes up with a plan, it's a really bad one, which is just to have Peter marry Lucy anyways, in mm-hmm. spite of the fact that they don't know each other, they don't love each other, they have nothing in common, and it's going to be a terrible marriage. That's yeah. his plan.
And at that point, who do you think he's trying to protect?
Mm. Good question. You think he doesn't want to be found out knowing the whole time?
He's in too deep.
But little does he know, Lucy would never rat him out, because that's not how Lucy is.
Right.
That heart of gold wouldn't let her do that.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, because that's not really fair to Peter. It's not fair to Lucy, and it's not fair to the family. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, it's the worst solution of anything you could have come up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a better solution really would have been for him to be like, you know what? You don't remember her, and that's fine. You're recovering. You guys should take some space. Mm-hmm. Maybe just go ahead and break up for now, and then if you find yourselves, you know, wanting to be back together, you could revisit that, but it's not a good time for you to be in a relationship.
But that wouldn't have helped the Jack angle. But Saul didn't know there was a Jack angle, to be fair.
Yeah, how did no one else know there was a Jack angle?
Well, I mean, you didn't really expect it. You're looking at this girl as your one son's fiance. You're not going to be looking for signs of a relationship otherwise.
Not previously. Now that I've seen this movie.
Oh, yeah, now we're all on alert. All of America is.
We all know what to do. You don't play basketball. Pencils. And you watch for the brother.
Right.
Danger's around every corner.
Yeah, but it does seem pretty obvious. It's like, what on earth were they thinking?
Yeah.
Especially as time goes by. I love how Jack starts being the automatic one to drive Lucy anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even after Peter wakes up, she's not taking the L home anymore. She was always taking the L to get there. Not yeah. anymore. He drives her home. Like, it's assumed. These two are clearly, like, working as a team, if yeah. nothing else.
Yeah.
You might be thinking, boy, Lucy and Jack are getting really close.
Yeah.
Nope, doesn't cross anybody's mind.
Nope. They're mm-hmm. like, that seems right.
It but was the 90s. It was a simpler time.
They didn't know. Mm-hmm. They didn't know. Yeah. And I guess, you know, Jack is a good guy. You know, he's the kind that's going to help out family. And Lucy is family now. So mm-hmm. it does make sense. I could see that.
They would trust everybody.
Yeah.
And they'd never once think, boy, this son's not so great. But this son's a really good guy. And Lucy is a paragon of goodness.
They're probably just so excited, like, that Peter was able to land
true.
A fiance like Lucy.
They finally got rid of the crazy one.
Yeah.
Ashley Bartlett Bacon. Do you want to do her voice?
Okay, I'll try, but you have to try too.
I don't think I can.
I don't think I can do it either.
Just I mean, I'll try, but I can edit myself out.
Oh, that's right. All right, let me try. Hi, Peter. It's Ashley. I was thinking about your engagement proposal, and I just wanted to say, yes, I'll do it. How's my cat?
How many times did you listen to that recording?
None. I'm just in the movie.
That was good.
Was it good? Yeah. It made me want to talk like that. Like I told
in
you.
In real life all the time?
Yes. Like when we sat down, I really did want to be like, hi, Maggie. Mm-hmm. But we know she's like no good, because when Lucy is trying to move that sofa into the apartment with Jack, and Jack's like, this is Peter's fiance, the doorman's like, oh, I've heard of her. She's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. we know Lucy's not scary. So
never. Nobody mm-hmm. could ever find her scary.
No. Hopefully Joe Jr. finds her scary sometimes, though, because he is a real creep.
He doesn't know about boundaries.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of the stuff about Joe Jr. has not aged well. And his accent is terrible and is not a Chicago accent also.
Oh, I didn't even clock an accent at all.
Brooklyn? I don't know. That's what it sounds like to me. Brooklyn or Boston or somewhere up north.
Yeah.
Oh, northeast.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Could be. I read on Wikipedia that he was, like, in the running to be Tony Soprano on The Sopranos.
See, I could see that.
Yeah, he didn't get it, but he played, like, I guess a guest role on the show for a couple episodes.
I wonder if this is just how he talks. or if he liked that guest role so much. He was like, I'm just going to do this forever.
Yeah. How old do you think he was in this movie?
35.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it.
Well, yeah. He looks his age. 35.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Way to age normally, Joe Jr. Unlike everybody else in that cast.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did like how at the end they kind of had a nice moment of closure with Joe Jr. You know, they ended up friends.
Yeah. And she's like, comforting him, and she's like, it's okay, we can go try on some of my shoes.
But maybe he enjoys trying on shoes.
He does. We know that from
the him trying on her shoes. Yeah. Without her permission, which is definitely not okay.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Not cool at all.
Okay,
so what do you think happens to Joe Jr. after this? Does he take over the apartment?
I hope not. I don't think he will be a good landlord at all.
No.
Mm-mm. He needs to do something else with his life.
Yeah, maybe he could go work on the L.
Maybe. I think he'd be pretty good at that.
I don't know.
He might ogle the female passengers a little bit, though.
Yeah, that's gross. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know what he's going to do.
I also enjoyed the scene where they were in mass talking. I always like scenes where people are talking when they shouldn't be during mass.
Does that feel familiar, maybe?
A little bit, maybe. Or maybe it's something that I always want to be able to do. You know, like you want to have a good conversation and they just go for it.
They do. And that was another funny line too, like the back and forth. But I liked when the dad, so the guy behind them is like, hey, can you guys be quiet or keep it down or something? And the dad's like, who made you Pope?
That's right. I got real Frank Barone vibes off of that one too. That's him in Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay.
I liked it when the grandma was like, how did so-and-so become a lector? He takes marijuana.
That's really funny. Yeah, she had a lot of good lines. I bet she had so much fun.
I know.
Playing that part.
She's so great. It's so wonderful to see her again.
It was. Yeah.
Votes for women.
That's exactly what was playing in my head, too, every time I saw her. Loved it.
Another poignant moment with Jack is, when Lucy's kind of trying to gracefully say goodbye because she thinks Jack's about to find out the truth about her, and she's talking about how you've been a really great friend to me, and you can tell on his face he just is not like being called just her friend.
Yeah.
It really hurts him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you're right that there's a lot of like moments of connection where you can like read the feelings on their faces.
Yeah. They're both so good.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh, everybody in this movie is so good.
Yeah.
With different actors, it wouldn't have been the magic that they made. It's so nice.
Yeah. But if you did have to recast it with different actors or actresses, like today, who would you put in it?
I refuse.
Okay.
It cannot be done.
You know, because I was thinking about how, like, nowadays there's a sequel for everything. Mm-hmm. You know, what if there was, like, a While You Were Still Sleeping or, you know, something, something like that.
Well, who would you put in it?
Chris Pine.
Well, yeah, sure. Obviously.
I mean, I feel like Lindsay Lohan kind of already auditioned for this with the Falling for Christmas when she had amnesia. So, you know, she could.
I think she would have done very well as the amnesiac, like, unconscious person.
Yeah, because the sequel is a swap.
Okay. All right. Like, she's all that.
But actually,
now he's all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's in a coma for half the movie.
Yeah.
I could definitely buy that. And she also has luscious lips.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
And
perfect.
The sequel is called While I Was Sleeping.
Why? Does she get the guy when she wakes up? That's not fair. She has to be the terrible person.
No. Yeah. No. This is different. It's like the same but different. It can't be.
You're not honoring the source material.
And I can tell from your facial expressions that you feel very strongly
about
this.
Darn right.
All right. Fine.
I don't know who would be a good Lucy, though. Oh, I guess it would have to be a guy now. Not necessarily.
That's true.
Boy, we're just opening up all kinds of things that could happen with this sequel.
All right. Well, we'll workshop this and we'll come back to it.
Okay. Another wonderful thing that Lucy does, as soon as she realizes there's a cat in that apartment that hasn't been fed for days, she gets right over there.
Yeah.
Because Lucy's great.
She really is. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And that's so funny, too, because that's a moment for her to kind of like prove her relationship to Jack, too, because he happens to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, Peter doesn't have a cat. And then, meow, you know,
thank
there's
goodness.
The cat. Yeah.
I think that cat would have come out much quicker if it hasn't had food for 3 days, don't you think?
Oh, maybe
2-3 days.
Weak and tired. And Aww. Maybe didn't like strangers.
That scene just got a lot more heartbreaking.
Sorry.
Poor sad, sick, hungry cat.
Yeah. You know what kind of I related to mm-hmm. was when Lucy was having one of her talks with Peter, but she's talking about kind of the thing that you said, like that you hope, you like hope that if someone really knew you, that they would fall in love with you and dump their model girlfriend or whatever mm-hmm. and choose you instead for who you are. I think that was a Peter talk, Peter. Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember being in high school and having, like, these crushes and being like, if they knew that I like the things they like, too. Aww. Or you know what I mean? It was a very, like, Taylor Swift, mm-hmm. you belong with me kind of feeling. Yeah.
But very like relatable feeling.
Yeah, I remember feeling that way when I was younger, too. Yeah. So that brought me back a little bit.
We've all got a little bit of Lucy inside of us.
I hope so.
But not enough Lucy inside of us, because nobody's as good as she is.
And no one can ever be.
Should they have given her more flaws?
I mean, she did lie to an entire family for...
But out of the best motives.
Yeah.
And she didn't do the original lie.
That's true.
She it's fell just... into it and then couldn't tell them.
Yeah, well, that's
But maybe
kind
it's
of...
a lack of courage.
I was going to say, that's kind of a flaw. And yeah. also, yeah, not just lack of courage, but, like, not being able to stand up for yourself is kind
yeah,
of a flaw.
That is a problem, too. That's yeah. why she keeps working holidays.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the Ice Capades?
No.
I don't know anybody who has.
So would you have gone with Joe Jr.? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I'm interested to see what they're like.
Yeah.
I like watching figure skating. Is that what it is? Figure skating?
I don't know, actually. Gosh. I have no idea. I've heard of it.
Are they still around? I don't know that either.
I'll find out. You know, Joe Jr. must have a really exciting life, though, if he's, like, jetting off to see the Ice Capades, and he has, and then he comes back another time with that big horseshoe of flowers.
It looks like he just won the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. What is he
yeah,
doing?
What
all
is
day?
He doing? One time when he's going to fix his car, he's doing it with a hammer.
Yeah.
But you Secret get that. Life of Joe Jr.
I would watch that. You have a feeling that it's not the first time he's trying to fix a car like that. The Ice Capades are theatrical ice skating performances, usually with former Olympians.
Like where they're telling stories? Like Disney on Ice kind of thing?
I don't know.
Well, I'll just tell you. I think I'd go see it.
Even if you had to go with Joe Jr.?
Probably. Public place, you know. I wouldn't want to go somewhere private with Joe Jr.
You have to ride in the car with him to get there, though.
No, we take public transportation.
That's true. That's
You're going to be our own strange people on that anyways.
Yeah, that's fair. Mm-hmm. Ice Capades near me. It's just Disney on Ice.
Is it? Maybe Ice Capades aren't there anymore.
I don't think that... I think they're not. Yeah, it was a traveling entertainment show, so it's not around anymore.
Bummer.
It went, it shut down in 1997.
Oh, they should have gone in the movie. They just had, they really did just lose their chance.
Okay, so now Sandra Bullock has three flaws.
She missed the chance to see the Ice Capades.
Yeah. You look really sad for her.
I'm sad for the Ice Capades. In that scene when they have the boy throwing the newspaper.
Yeah.
He really falls.
Oh, you
he
know.
He broke something.
Oh, gosh.
In real life.
Mm-hmm. And they just kept filming?
Well, I'd like to think they were just too far away to get there quickly. I hope that people were, like, hurrying to him.
Yeah.
And then they just cut the film right before that. Like, and then as soon as that film stopped, everybody came rushing on to help him.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, I saw that. I wondered if it was real, too, because I was like... Did they ask this child to fall?
Or is it a stunt child who's been training since birth to be ready for this?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, real but fall, real
what
break.
What a weird thing to write into a movie, too, because, like, there was no point
yeah.
about that.
Yeah,
and maybe, and I thought it was weird to even keep it in the movie if it was real, because I did consider this. Mm-hmm. But maybe what they felt like was he did it, so what a waste to film it, and then... You know, all he's got is a broken leg to
it
show
did it. Add some character to the scene.
Yeah.
Like, I remember it.
Yeah.
If it was just a kid just, you know, delivering newspapers, I might not have even thought about it again.
Yeah.
Now he lives on.
Yeah. Sad, though.
He's probably about our age. It's okay. Things heal stronger than they were before the break.
That's beautiful.
And true.
I don't know.
I don't know bones. Oh. This is... When they're at Jack... When they're at Peter's apartment, and she opens the door into Jack's face real hard, and she tries to give him, on accident, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Your face. Well, like, didn't you know? Didn't
I
you see
did. I'm just thinking about it, and I'm like, was that real, too?
No, that was not real, too.
Okay.
But she wants to make him an ice pack or give him ice, and she's just like thrusting handfuls of ice at him. Like, has she ever done this before?
No, she's never cared for another person because she's all alone. Oh.
Man, oh, awful.
Just keep making all these scenes more sad for you. No, it's just that Lucy's never had any type of love or connection in her
or
life.
Human interaction. Yeah, this scene, this whole apartment scene had a lot more, like, pathos in it than I really thought.
Yeah. It's a real statement they were trying to, you know, establish for us there. Yeah.
Ice just going everywhere, just flinging at him's face.
I thought, like, why not just grab one of those Baskin-Robbins containers and, like, put it on your nose?
That would have been very smart, but then it would have melted. That's a waste of ice cream.
You will not stand for that.
Yeah. Just gather the ice in a pack. In a baggie.
But she also doesn't know where anything is, you know?
Oh, that's true. That would have given it away.
Yeah.
I mean, that should have given it away. He's like, she just writes to my face. So why didn't she get a Ziploc?
Because this is how she was taught to do it, okay? From no one.
Interesting thing. So at the end, when she's going to marry Peter.
Yeah.
And her reasons for marrying him seem crazy.
Right.
Right. But it really kind of mirrors how a lot of people chose to get married for centuries.
Oh.
Doesn't that feel weird?
Yeah.
Where you're watching it in a modern movie and you're like, what is she thinking? She doesn't know this guy.
Yeah.
But she's marrying him for a family and for stability.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why people got married for years and years and years.
Yeah. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I mean, you might as well love someone at that point. It was sad to hear her say all those things too, you know, because it is the 90s and you think like, you know, she should be able to go off and make her own life the way she wants it to, regardless of her relationship status. You know, I think if this movie was made today, she would have quit her job and gone off to travel first. And then met up with Jack afterwards.
But I think the real problem wasn't the lack of money, although there was some of that because we know she's paying off hospital bills.
Right.
But I think it was just the lack of connection.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, she would have, like, eat, pray, loved first and then met up with Jack.
And made her own connections on the eat, pray, love journey as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, there's something for... She listed those reasons for marrying Peter, but she did not marry Peter. Mm-hmm. But she did marry a man that she just met, you know? Mm-hmm. She does not know anything about him, really.
Yes, she does. She knows his soul, Kristen.
Okay.
Gosh.
Where does he live?
You are such a cynic.
Where does he live?
In Illinois, probably.
Probably. Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And yeah, how many...
never see his house, do we? That's weird.
Yeah. How many kids does he want, you think?
As many as she does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotcha. What does he like to do for fun?
Build things. Did you not watch the movie?
That's his job.
No, it's not. That's his hobby that he's doing out of love. He's going to turn it into a job.
And then what's his hobby going to be?
Then he gets to find a new one with her. Traveling to Florence.
All right, fine.
Repeat trips to Florence. It's his
over
hobby.
And over.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're not buying into the whole point of this movie.
I am. I just see some, like, look, I love this movie too. Very mm-hmm. cute movie. But yeah, the irony is not lost on me when Jack makes that comment about how quickly she and Peter have seemingly gotten engaged.
Yeah, that is really funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a rom-com. You know, it is love at first sight in a way.
He's 42 years old. When he knows.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, this movie was our first time we saw a New Year's party. First New Year's holiday in our Christmas movie so far.
Was it really?
I think so.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting.
I think all the other ones we've been seeing must, like, end at Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, the end.
The
you know?
End. It's Christmas. The mm-hmm. end. Yeah. I'm going through them in my mind trying to, like, remember. But you're right. They're, like, decidedly Christmas movies. I don't know if it's because we did watch Falling for Christmas, like, you know, a couple times ago. But it seems like every movie we've watched since then has somebody falling in it. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Is that like just when you go to make a movie, you're like, okay, we need to make sure we cast the leads. Where is this going to take place? And oh yeah, who's falling?
Who's very icy.
Yeah.
It was very icy. There was actually a lot of falling.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's this time of year. It's a risk. It's a Christmas risk.
Maybe that's what we need to, like, include in, like, what we think of a Christmas movie. It's all those things we talk about. The decorations, like, the caroling, the gingerbread house, the falling on your your butt.
See, I don't require all those things in a Christmas movie.
I do.
I definitely don't need a gingerbread house in every movie.
I think a gingerbread house is, like, what takes it from a B to, like, an A in terms of how Christmassy a movie is.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's like the extra thing.
Like, do you do one for real every single year? Because we certainly do not.
No. And I think I've talked about this. We're terrible at them.
So your real Christmas isn't A level. It's B level.
Maggie, I'm doing the best I can. I will say we have plenty of falling. But yeah, no, maybe we don't get to a gingerbread house every year.
Gosh, I'm so embarrassed for you.
But I mean, I also don't decorate to the level that other people do in their homes.
I do about the Lucy level.
Yeah, Lucy level, I guess.
A nice tree. I don't use string tinsel anymore because I'm not an animal. And I haven't broken any windows while bringing my tree in.
Well, that's good. You're already a pro. Never broken a window.
Never done it. Gosh, now I'm going to do it. I shouldn't have said that. Windows are so expensive to break. It's going to fall through a window. Obviously. Falling.
No, you'll know. You'll know better. And then you can get, what did she say she was supposed to get instead of the one she got? She was supposed to get a blue spruce.
Is the lighter one?
Yeah.
Okay. Like I can afford a blue spruce down here. Like $250.
I do not know the difference between Christmas trees.
I know.
Okay. Like you could make one up and I'd be like, it sounds great.
Yeah. You know I only get the noble fur.
For sure.
If you enjoyed today's show, please leave a 5-star rating or review wherever you get your podcasts. Every rating helps us find new listeners. Thanks.
Really, like, now I just want to be like, hi, Maggie.